Okay, well, today in the studios, we're lucky enough to not have in the studio, but on the line from Cape Town, Mike Froud, who is a longtime friend and colleague of mine. Many years of experience in journalism and largely in the wine industry. Mike, hi.
Hello there, Carrie. Nice to be with you.
And you. Thanks for joining us on Classic Wine. So I'm chatting to you today because a little thing came across my desk during the course of the week, your Top Wine Essay, which is an online publication, I think, invaluable to anybody who's a wine lover in South Africa. And it's called Top Wine Essay. Tell me a little bit about you and the beginnings of Top Wine Essay.
We'll just meet very briefly. As you said, I'm a journalist, a writer, an editor, so I'm a wordsmith. My palate's not as good as yours, Carrie.
My words aren't as good as yours.
So I came out of a newspaper publishing background, and I was the founding editor of Wine Magazine way back in the day.
Yes.
That's now since closed. It's unfortunate that we have this wonderful wine lands in the south of the country, but the wine culture has a long way to go. So we don't have enough of the population enjoying our very best. So anyway, I developed a passion for wine, and so Top Wine Essay is a way of coupling the two. I love words, I love the spoken word, the written word, and I love wine, and I view it from a consumer viewpoint, a wine lover's viewpoint. The person who loves going out and buying a good bottle of wine, whether it's for the quality or the value, and I love going into the wine lands and experiencing
it's a special feel.
Ambience, you know, and there's some lovely people out there, and I live right on the doorstep of the Cape Wine Lands. So it's great. And at the moment, Top Wine Essay is it's a non-commercial venture. I am changing it somewhat.
I was going to say, you have to look to monetizing it at some stage. You can't just do it for love. I know most of us work in the wine industry for love, but you can't do it forever, can you?
Yeah, so we'll explore a bit of that without sort of turning it into the yellow pages. It's wonderful. We have regular articles. We have the most popular aspect of Top Wine Essay are the ratings. And
yes.
When I say the ratings, I closely monitor the panel tastings, whether we're talking about the South African ones, many of which you sit on, Carrie, or the overseas ones. I really do believe that the panel, there are panels and there are panels, but good panels come up with pretty good results. And you could argue that they are, that one has personal differences, but when it comes to really good wines, you know, you're doing a great job out there, and I'm monitoring what the panels are coming up with in terms of recommendations.
Well, I think it's brilliant for the man in the street because, as you say, we do have an amazing wine industry. It's very sad that most of the written publications have had to close down due to extortionate costs. I mean, it's just the cost of running a magazine. You know, you were the editor of Wine Mag for many, many years and instrumental in putting together so much of the current framework that the winelands hang on to try and get their word out there. But I've also always thought that from a tasting panel, that in itself is quite a time-consuming and expensive exercise because you've got to try and get three or four or five or hopefully six people together in a room. Yep. You've got to sort of coordinate all the tasting samples. You've got to do this. You've got to do that. And then you've got to get somebody to get that word out there. And you're doing an amazing job of it. Christian Eads is still doing a very good job of it as well. There are a couple of people, all of us who fly the South African wine flag. The other thing to remember is that in those tasting panels, as we all know, it's a bit like following somebody who crits the movies or books. You get to find whose palate sort of resembles yours. So if you can find a thread on something that is reliable, like Top Wine Essay, and say, okay, well, Mike is publishing the results of these tastings on a regular basis, and it just so happens that of the 20 wines that I've bought in the last 2 months on Top Wine's recommendation, I always liked Michael Fridjon's choice. Do you know what I mean? I always liked Carrie Adams's choice. So you can find yourself a a wine guide as you do a book critique or a movie critique. So I think it's quite important to continually bang away at the same sort of panel so that people can find themselves.
You know, and a lot of those competitions and ratings have a lot of value, and it tends to last for a moment, a week, a month. I mean, everyone forgets about them until the next year. So
I know.
On Top Wine USA, we keep the track of, you can go there and see any wine that's rated well on a panel in the last 2 years.
That's fantastic.
And we take it a step further in analyzing the results over a 10-year period and coming up with the classification of who and which wines have the best track records.
That's amazing. Who have you got doing your number crunching?
Yeah, there's a bit of number crunching in there, and you've got to... You can't just do straightforward number crunching because some of the wineries are much bigger than the others and adopt a shotgun approach, and others are tiny. They have one wine and they might only enter one competition, or they might not enter any. And their sole rating is in a platter wine guide, for example. Mm. And so you have to take all that into account when you're coming up with your conclusions.
I was just having a look at some of the stats on Top Wine SA. I mean, it's not to be sneezed at. You've got 140,000 visitors a month. You've got 200. I'm looking. 11,000. Yeah, 11,500 per month. That's a lot of people looking at your website every month, even
Absolutely. That's really, really rewarding. The website's been going for about 5 years now, but we've been seeing good growth over each year.
Yeah.
About 60-70% is South African viewership, but it's quite interesting to see how many viewers we have in America, Britain, and the EU as well. So I think that speaks to the fact that we're selling quite a bit of wine over there, obviously, and then we have the tourism, which has been a lot of overseas folks coming here and enjoying our winelands.
That
was quite interesting.
The categories that you've got on the website, they're many and varied. I mean, there's South African wine news headlines and commentary. Can somebody click on that and get a prompt every day or every time you pop a headline up there?
You can sign up. We have a subscription facility, so that every time I post an article, you'll get an email notification. So that is something. It was started quite recently, so we're talking hundreds there rather than thousands.
Yes.
But yes, you can do that.
How much is that subscription? Is there a cost attached?
It's free, gratis from it, doesn't cost anything.
Wow, okay.
I just do it because I love keeping you in the picture. You know, something else I'm trying to do with Top Wine SA is you can get swamped. How many wineries out there carry about 700, 800, 900?
There's about 860 that are producing. Yeah.
And there are about 10,000 labels out there, and so the wine lover can easily get swamped. I'm not talking about a Carrie Adams who lives this every day. I'm talking about someone who lives it occasionally. They love food and wine, having a good bottle at dinner time, and if they go online, whether it's a wine recommendation or an event in the winelands, they could easily be swamped by the amount of
100%.
Things happening out there. So we try and I have a techno guy who helps me with the mechanics of the website. But but what I'm trying to do is sift through everything and come up with the headlines, as we put it. We don't report on everything. We report on what we think is important or special. Yeah.
I think it's fantastic. You've also put together a top SA Wines events calendar. That's quite nice for people to see, because I assume that involves all the competitions, all the auctions, a couple of the events on farms. Is that what you put in there?
Anything, again, that a wine lover, a member of the public who likes wine or likes traveling in the winelands, what they can do. So it's not a trade publication. So if it's talking about, you won't find, for example, on the site, an invitation to enter a competition. That's targeted at a winery. You won't find... remembering that some auctions are open to the public and some of them are not. So if it's not open to the public, you probably won't see it covered on Top Wine SA.
Okay.
Unless we were wanting to give you an analysis of the results, which might give you an idea of brand status or price positioning or something like that. But we're always thinking about the wine lover. rather than the industry.
And then you've also got cellar door prices of all South African wines that are highly rated during the past 2 years. That must be a bit of a mission to try and keep a handle on.
That's quite a, yeah, that's a bit of fun and games going on there. But we are regularly monitoring the prices, and next month is when the general price increases take place across the winelands. And so we'll do a survey and get the prices updated, and then during the year, as and when wines new wines come onto the market that are on the radar, we get in touch with the producers and get the prices. So these are cellar door prices, which could be a little frustrating for people outside of the Cape, because they would be buying their wines at retail outlets where prices can vary. But the cellar door is the one consistent price that we can go with.
It's,
cellar door's price. It doesn't vary according to where or when.
You've got directory of top SA wine producers that I assume you base on a sort of configuration of medals, platter ratings.
Yeah, guys are doing well. Guys who have got good track records. We're focusing on them. So, you know, we don't want to sideline the newcomers. Sometimes a winery or a new business opens up and it's interesting from day one. We'll certainly cover it, but we worry about giving the newcomers too much credit. We feel they've got to earn their stripes, you know. So we, for example, on the classification, to be classified, you need to have at least 3 vintages in a 10-year span, which people like Kerry Adams think are pretty good. And, then we say, right, now you're there, you've arrived now, and now we'll start seeing how good
we'll
you are relative to the other guys. Yeah.
No, I think it's brilliant. In addition to that, you've also got top SA wine farm restaurants and accommodation, organizations and associations, industry stats, types of grapes. I mean, so it's also feeding knowledge to the wine lover. And knowing Mike, as I do, I'm sure that it's all written beautifully and in layman's terms. So for somebody to understand, they don't have to talk about any of the technicalities. It's wine for the man in the street. Am I correct?
Yes, absolutely. But we also like to think that people like Kerry, as you said, you do visit the site occasionally. So serious wine lovers will look at it as well.
Yeah.
If only to swap notes. I think when you become a very serious lover or a critic yourself, you probably follow your own recommendations. You have your own preferences. But it's quite nice to see what the other guys think. And
Mike,
the beauty about the classification is it's not vintage related. It's looked at your span of vintages or performance over a period of time. And then it comes out and says, hey, man, Takara, Ibn Saudi and Her Constantia, these guys are doing it well every year. So when you look at their Chardonnay, in the case of Her Constantia or Paul Kluver, you know that almost regardless of vintage, it's going to be a good wine.
Well, I think
the track record speak for itself.
I think it's important because we all know that most of the great brands in the world remain great brands entirely but 80% of it due to consistency. So it's quite nice to know that we've got a reliable source that is tracking the consistency of performance in the wine industry. I think you're the only people who do. It's an amazing sight. It's one that is flying too low under the radar. It's something that we need to shout from the rooftops about. And it's something that deserves to be a really successful business in South Africa, Mike. I think you're doing an amazing job. So all the listeners go to www.topwinessa.com, and that's where they find you.
That's it.
Mike, carry on doing what you're doing. I'm going to catch up with you again later on in the year because I've got something else that I know the listeners would like to hear from you. But for here and now, thank you so much for joining me on Classic Wine. Have a good weekend.
It's lovely to talk wine with you, Kerry, and thank you very much for the opportunity.
Cheers. Goodbye.